that'll be definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, being able to play right next to my brother and play at home, have some good home-cooked meals in front of a great crowd. It's something that I'm really looking forward to.
Welcome to episode 277 of Alberta Dugout Stories, the podcast. I'm Joe McFarland. What a week it's been in the baseball world in our province, so let's get right to it. And as always, we'll start in the majors, where Calgary's Michael Soroka made another start with Chicago White Sox and unfortunately is still looking for his first win of the season. He did go five innings, allowing four runs on three hits with four walks and four strikeouts in a 5-1 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays Tuesday. Soroka is now 0-4 on the season with a 6.34 ERA. It looks like his next start will go Sunday against Cleveland. Former Edmonton prospect and Okotoks dog Cody Funderburk started the year strong with Minnesota Twins, but has had some difficulties in his last few outings. At one point, he was sporting a 1.17 ERA after six relief appearances. Since then, his ERA has unfortunately ballooned to 5.52 after 11 outings. Meanwhile, former Medicine Hat Mavericks hurler Jacob Webb is enjoying his role with the Baltimore Orioles. He's lowered his ERA to 1.65 in 18 relief appearances already. In the minors, big congratulations to Vauxhall Academy grad Wesley Moore on being promoted to Philadelphia's AA team, the Reading Fighting Phils. He had a 2.61 ERA and 9 relief appearances at High A Jersey Shore before getting the call-up. In his first appearance in Reading, the former Lethbridge Bull allowed one hit and struck out three in one inning of relief work. And it just wouldn't be a week without mentioning Matt Wilkinson. The Dogs Academy and Okotoks Dogs product has become a viral sensation thanks to his start of the season with Cleveland's single-A team, the Lynchburg Hillcats. So popular, in fact, that he guested on an episode of Intentional Talk with Kevin Millar, Sierra Santos, and Ryan Dempster. Tugboat did have a more human game, though, on Tuesday, allowing four runs on six hits while striking out nine in four-plus innings, raising his overall ERA to, I can't believe I'm saying this, but 0.89. Still phenomenal stuff. A few quick notes from the college baseball scene to pass your way. Congratulations to Dogs Academy and Okotoks Dog Slugger Logan Grant on being named the North Star Athletic Association Player of the Year. The Bellevue University utility man has been electric all year. We've mentioned him a ton. He, along with fellow dogs Brendan Luther and Dustin Shorey, picked up several awards, while the Bruins did take home the conference championship. Congrats to Vauxhall Academy grad and friend of the show Dimitri Shikako on becoming the single-season hits record holder for Cloud County Community College. He now has 88 on the season to break the old mark of 84 and is just three away from breaking the career mark of 149. What a week it's been for the Wheatley family of Alberta. AHP Academy product Chaz Wheatley picked up his first win for the Iowa Hawkeyes on Sunday, throwing a flawless inning of relief in a 6-5 extra innings victory over Northwestern. Cousin Jack, who is a Vauxhall grad and a redshirt freshman at College of Southern Nevada, hit a walk-off three-run home run on Friday in a 10-7 win over Salt Lake Community College. And Jack's brother and fellow Jet, Luke Wheatley, announced this week his commitment to Midland College. It's where another Vauxhall alum, Tyler Boudreau, has been making a name for himself the last couple of years. Speaking of commitments, one more to pass your way is Dogs Academy product Ty Gertner is heading to Chemakita College. Like I said, it's been like drinking out of a fire hydrant lately, so let's break up the news a little bit, shall we? We'll get to the CCBC in a few minutes, as well as a big win for Dogs Academy at the Best of the West tournament in Kamloops, and one of the many dogs who will be rejoining Baseball Canada's junior national team for another trip this weekend. But we'll start things off in U.S. college baseball, and as mentioned, it is award season now. St. Albert minor baseball product Jaden Babiak just finished his junior season at Valley City State University, where he hit .293 with 12 doubles, a triple, two homers, 15 RBI, and 24 runs scored. He also made a major position change this year, moving from catcher to shortstop. For his efforts, he was named second-team All-Conference in the NSAA and stopped by for a chat with us earlier this week.
Jaden, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate you having me.
Jaden Babiak, second-team All-Conference. How does that sound?
That sounds pretty good. You know, obviously proud of it. You know, I'm a team first kind of guy. Obviously would have loved to take care of things at the conference, but you know, definitely proud of it, and yeah, it's obviously really nice.
The numbers kind of speak for themselves, but looking back on the season again, I know you're a team guy, but rate yourself. Give yourself a grade on your performance this season.
I'll go with a B. You know what? Fell into a bit of a slump in the middle of the year, and things weren't looking great. But got to work with our hitting coach here, the first year here at Valley City State, and he really helped me turn it around. Kind of found where I was at, you know, last year when I was hitting the ball really well, and then kind of figured out the rest of the year and went out pretty hot.
When you look back on the year that was, what was key to that success? What made you come full circle where you were able to pick up that postseason nod?
Yeah, you know, just confidence. At the end of the day, when you're confident, you're seeing the ball well. When you're confident, you're making the tough plays. I think it was just getting back to that confidence, back to that approach that worked, and then applying it in the game.
What's different about your story is that you accomplished this while switching positions, mainly from being a catcher to a shortstop this year. First off, take us back to the beginning on that decision and what led to that change.
Well, it started, I was definitely going into the season as a primary catcher, and it started, a combination of one bad game by myself and then, a bit of a need in the infield, starting at third base. And then I tried a little bit second and then kind of just stuck it short. And then the conference season, I just, wrote it out at shortstop and it was working and we weren't changing it. So that's kind of how it came to be.
Is it a position that you had played previously, whether it be in St. Albert or elsewhere?
I played a little bit last year. We had a couple injuries on our team last year on the left side of our infield. So I think I played 8 or 10 games at short last year. Definitely wasn't 100% comfortable with it. This year, I really worked on it in the fall and the winter because I didn't know that there would be a chance that I would have to be kind of a utility guy, maybe playing 1 or 2 games in the infield weekend. But it turned out that it would be all 4. This is definitely my first year playing a primary shortstop.
Mm-hmm. What was the biggest learning curve looking back on it?
It's a different game. You're not getting the ball every single time. When you're a catcher, you're always in the action, whether it be catching the ball, blocking it, throwing back on the pitcher. Runners on, catching another stealing, but you kind of have to go sometimes 2-3 innings really without getting a ground ball, and then the first ball you get is a 95 mile an hour hot shot, and you have to find a way to deal with that. So, I think it's definitely just that aspect of not getting consistent action towards you.
How does that change your pregame routines and rituals? Obviously, as a catcher, you're very involved. You're talking with your starting pitcher, that kind of stuff. And I look at, those videos, for example, where it shows the infielders in sync as a pitch is being delivered and they kind of hop at the same time kind of thing. So how did that impact your preparation, not just for every single play, but even heading into every single game?
Yeah, as a catcher, you're obviously kind of dialing things up, talking to your pitcher about the day, getting the pitch comms ready, getting your receiving, your blocking reps, all that. For me, it was, just about having fun at shortstop. I play a little hacky sack with the guys to start it off, stay loose, infield daily, stuff like that, play catch, take out any in out, and it's for me, a little bit more of a relaxed approach to shortstop, gets me ready to play because, it's all about just kind of having fun out there.
Talk a little bit about being able to be that utility man, be somebody who can play at different spots. I mean, you talk about, obviously, Shohei kind of put that all on the radar, but there's a lot of guys now who are capable of playing a bunch of different positions. You look at the Blue Jays and some of their guys. Like, is that something that you can now kind of hang your hat on, so to speak, and be able to be proudful that at any time the coach can say, hey, we need you here, and you're happy to oblige?
Yeah, it's definitely fun. You got a bit of a glove collection if you want to play a couple positions. And, I played one game at left field this year, too. I think I played a total of 5 positions. And then, obviously, shortstop just kind of stuck. But it keeps you in the lineup. If you can play multiple positions, especially if you have a bat, they'll find a way for you to get in the lineup. And, that's kind of where you're a guy where if someone goes down with an injury, you can fill that need. So I think it's important to have guys like that on the team. You can't have your rigid guys that play one position, because sometimes there is a need for flexibility.
Has the thought crossed your mind at all of maybe one day doing nine positions in nine innings?
That's an excellent question, and I actually did bring it up to my head coach, and it could be coming next year, so stay tuned.
How much training do you plan on doing to pitch?
Probably maybe a pen or two, but it would definitely be a one-hitter type situation, I would imagine. I don't think there's a ton of faith in me on the mound, and rightfully so. I haven't pitched, I think, since I was 12 or 13 years old. So that'll be, I think even I'm going to figure out how that goes while it happens.
Absolutely. No, that's awesome. Unfortunately, the season did come to an end this past weekend in the conference semis against Waldorf. When you look back on this season, how are you going to remember it?
You know, it's definitely bittersweet. Like I said, we definitely wanted to be in that championship game. Obviously, it would have been tough to beat Bellevue twice, but you feel you can do it. Obviously, we had run into them in the final winners bracket game and lost 5-0. The bats just didn't get going. But I'm really proud of the guys. We had a good season, all things considered. If you look at last year, our record wasn't too good. I think we were out in the second loser out game we played last year, and we made a deeper run this year. Now, you know, third place is definitely something that we were happy with. We finished above expectations on pretty much everyone's board. And you know, it's definitely going to be an even better year next year. We're all really happy with where we're at. We're all happy, you know, that most of the guys are sticking around, and yeah, just really, we are proud of the season, and obviously it's bittersweet the day after, but I think in time we'll learn that this was a really good team for us.
Mm-hmm. So bring out your crystal ball a little bit, and what do you like about this team heading into 24 or 25?
You know, I think everyone says this about the team, but we're really tight. You know, it's a good group of guys, and I think our core is just going to get 1 year older. You know, we lost a couple great guys this year to graduation, but we're gonna bring guys in that, you know, are gonna hopefully be competitive for those spots, those open spots, and competition's good internally. And we think we have a lot more depth next year, both on the mound and at the plate. So it's going to be interesting. And, you know, we're not playing 12 games next year that count. So we're going to have a full, you know, off season for ourselves to gel as a team and figure out who's going to win those spots.
Do you have any expectations of yourself heading into next year?
To be honest with you, I'd like to break the hits record at the school here. I think I'm 60 or something away, and that would be something huge for me. But at the end of the day, it would just be to win the conference championship. I'd love to go out my last year with a ring, for sure.
Absolutely. Let's go back in your baseball past a little bit here, Jaden. You're a product of St. Albert. How did you get into the game in the first place?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. I don't even really know. It just kind of one day, I'd like to play baseball, and then, you know, the next thing you know, you're rolling up to the field, and one of those blue pitching machines is spitting the ball at you, and you know, it was just fun. And you know, then you have a player pitching to you, and you know, you're growing up, and you know, you're still having fun, and then eventually you're like, I'd like to play this in college, and it just happens. It all happened so fast. It's like, it's a great game. I love baseball so much, and you know, that's just the thing. You have to love it. And, you know, I loved it from a young age, and kind of, I might have accidentally stumbled upon it, but, you know, it's definitely been my life these past 20 or so years.
Were you all sports all the time growing up, or was it all baseball all the time?
It was baseball hockey until ninth grade, and then I switched to baseball full time. But, I think I started playing ball in third grade, hockey in fourth grade, and then it was the cycle, winter, summer. That's the all-Canadian cycle right there, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Whose poster did you have up on the wall?
Oh, for baseball, it was Yadier Molina, for sure. I mean, I always loved catching, and he was the best at it at the time. I think he's one of the best all time. It was always fun watching him. I even kind of wore the hat backwards under the mask, and then that just became how I liked wearing my mask, and, you know, that... That was kind of, I guess, the tip of the cap to him.
Very cool. On the hockey side, who was the poster on the wall?
Oh gosh, I think when I was younger, it was during Eberle. I got to talk to him. Ask him a question at a gathering. He signed my jersey, so it was Jordan Eberle. It was Jordan Eberle for a while.
As a Flames fan, I don't like that answer, but at the same time, my partner Ian is an Oilers fan, so he will glad to hear that one for sure. Looking back on it, you mentioned that time where you went, I think you said grade 9, where you went, okay, I'm going to try to focus on this baseball thing. When did it turn for you? When did you say, hey, this is more than a fun game, and I could go places with this thing?
Yeah, you know, I think I just felt I had a better shot at it. I had just made the U15 AAA team the past year. We played second at Westerns, and I just thought, you know what, I think I have a better shot at going further with baseball. I think I secretly liked baseball more than hockey, even though I did both. And you know, when baseball season would come around, I'd be just a little more excited. And so yeah, I just decided, you know what, I'd like to focus my time and energy on the sport. And from where I'm at now, I think I made the right decision for sure.
For sure. Looking back on it, any favorite moments or memories on the field?
Oh gosh, one that sticks out this year. We walked off a team in Florida. I think it was the 12th inning. That was an absolute gem of a game. Probably my first home run. My first home run didn't come till college. That was cool. I didn't really know what to do when it disappeared over the fence. Grand slam on senior night, that was cool. But younger baseball, definitely going, you know, Westerns, that was just a great experience, seeing some really good talented teams. Winning provincials when I was really young, I think we were in double A tier 2 or 3 or something. It was when I was 10 or 11 years old. That was a good memory. I think we won that game. It was like 21-20 walk off. So yeah, there's a lot of great memories. Like, I could probably sit here for 45 minutes and just rattle off the great memories. And even just going out, you know, to dinner as a team for me is an awesome memory. So
conversely, what's been that biggest challenge or hurdle that you've had to overcome on your baseball journey?
For a long time, it was definitely the hitting side of it. I didn't have the size when I was growing up. I always felt like behind the plate, I loved working on defense. I loved blocking the ball. I loved receiving. I loved throwing guys out. But I think the hitting was a big struggle for me, and it really didn't bloom until, you know, my final years in high school. And even then, I would say it was more my first year of college. I think a big thing was just confidence, getting that confidence, wanting to hit, being excited to hit, ready to hit any pitch. And you know, just that was, for me, growing up, that was the hardest thing always was hitting. I just never was, you know, the best hitter. But, you know, it came with time, I suppose.
Let's talk about the summer. You spent last year in Fort McMurray. Now you're heading south to join the Medicine Hat Mavericks. How excited are you for that opportunity?
Oh, I'm really excited. Torrey Nelson, he was our leadoff DH this year. He was kind of brought me to Med Hat. He lives in Med Hat, so you know, he said, you know, why not play the summer with me down in Med Hat? You know, worked out, and there was mutual interest, and yeah, I'm just really excited to get going. I love that league. You know, it's really, really competitive league, and it's awesome.
Looking back on last year's experience, what did you learn about your game at the summer collegiate level that you hope to bring on the field with Mavericks this year?
It's definitely competitive. It's definitely, you know, it's a really great league because, you know, there's, you know, JUCO guys and NAIA guys and D1 guys playing up together, and the lineup's kind of a bit of a melting pot of all those divisions. You know, and it's just kind of what you know, for me, a summer ball is have fun, be competitive, you know, make friends, you know, get those at-bats, you know, get those reps. It's just really exciting, kind of, I don't want to say relaxing feel, but, you know, the pressure's definitely off in terms of, you know, expectations. You know, I always try and keep expectations high for myself. But, you know, having fun is what the game's all about. And I think summer ball brings back that fun, that competitive atmosphere that you kind of remember when you were a kid.
For sure. A couple of fun ones for you before we get to the main two questions that we always ask at the end of the show. First off, on an off day, what are you most likely doing?
Off days, man, it really depends. I'll still go, you know, swinging a little bit, probably go to the gym. But otherwise, you know what, I just like, I'll watch hockey, watch hockey highlights. I love watching hockey, watch baseball, go for a walk. Yeah, I'm not an off day guy. I don't like off days a whole lot. I gotta be busy. I gotta be doing something. So I try and fill my time as best I can, but, most of the time it doesn't end up being an off day.
For sure. On the road, are you binging shows, listening to music? Are you playing cards? What's the road trip like in Jaden's world?
You know, I watch shows for sure. I definitely pick one show kind of per season and then kind of run through it on all the bus rides. We play some cards when we were down in Florida for a couple of weeks. We were playing a lot of cards. You know, when we're in bands, I'll be on the aux cord. It really depends kind of what I'm feeling. Homework, obviously, you kind of have to do that. It really depends what I'm feeling at the time. But this year, definitely, I would say watching shows was probably at the front.
What show did you binge?
Oh, it was Suits this year.
That's a good one. Absolutely a good one.
Yeah.
And finally, when you're back at home, what's that one dish your parents have to make for you?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to go... She's going to listen to this after. I'm going to go with my mom's. She makes these breaded chicken strips and then quinoa and a salad with her special vinaigrette.
Oh, fantastic. And it is Mother's Day coming up, so happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, including Jaden's. The last couple of questions we ask everybody here on the show. When you're back home in St. Albert, are you talking to those young kids starting out on their journeys, wherever you're playing ball at? What's that one piece of advice or those words of wisdom that you'd like to impart on them if they're looking to get to where you're at now?
I mean, just keep having fun. It's a game. When you're 10, 11, 12 years old, you shouldn't be worried about, you know, how hard you're throwing, you know, what your exit velocity is. That's kind of the thing that, you know, when the kids would come up in Fort McMurray, we'd have the kids camps and whatnot. And it's just like, just keep loving the game and you'll run into something for sure. Like there's no rush to grow up. There's no rush to play college baseball because, your best memories are going to be made with your friends in your hometown. You know, playing ball, you know, that would be the best advice I could, you know, give any young person with something you like. Just love it and enjoy it and don't worry about it too much because, you know, it'll go by quick. You're going to get to where you want to be if you work hard and you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. As the old saying goes, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And it sounds like you are enjoying every moment of it, Jaden. One final one before we let you go. It's the one we ask everyone here on the show. What does the game of baseball mean to you?
You know, it's just a place where I met my best friends. You know, it's taken me all over North America. And at the end of the day, you said that it's just a game. I'm 21 years old playing a game and getting money for it at college. So it's just the best. It's definitely what your best memories are going to be when you're older, for sure. That's, for me, it's that simple. It's just where all my memories will be at and where my heart's at for the rest of my life.
A lot of memories made and a lot of memories still to come, Jaden. Really appreciate the time. Congrats on the all-conference nod. Congrats on all the success to this point. Continued success in Med Hat and beyond it, Valley City. And again, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate you having me.
Let's head over to the CCBC now, and we are into the final weekend of the regular season. Hard to believe it. Okanagan College has taken over the top of the standings at 18-8, while the UFV Cascades and TRU Wolfpack are close behind. Then it's a bit of a logjam with Edmonton, PBA, and the University of Calgary all hovering around 500. Everyone's jockeying for final position heading into next weekend's CCBC World Series in Lethbridge, where is where we found Edmonton product and PBA infielder Morgan Halliday. He's hitting .298 with 7 RBI in 17 games this season and believes he and his teammates have much more in the tank heading into the final 2 weeks.
Morgan, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Been a roller coaster of a season so far for PBA. You're coming off a 1-2 weekend against UFV. Now sitting 11-12 on the season. What's the feeling in the clubhouse, weather aside?
Well, it just seems like we're underperforming. You know, we have a lot of talent in our clubhouse. You know, we have so much depth. It's crazy. It's just we all need to perform at the same time. And, you know, we're hoping that we can do that during World Series, you know. We're working on it, so.
That was kind of the thing that I noticed even from this past weekend is you have those games where you have massive bats and then the next game, even on that same day, you have that game where it's like a 3-2 ball game kind of thing. So what is it with the consistency piece? What do you think needs to come together here in the next little while here?
You know, that's a tough one because it's so difficult because we finally, you know, our pitching has finally got to the point where they're performing consistently, which is very important, but baseball's hard to hit, you know. It's hard to stay consistent hitting, so I think as a team we just have to stick to our approach that's been working well pretty much all year, even in preseason. So we just gotta continue down that stretch, you know.
Fair to say, looking at some of the results in that too, is that you get a bounce here, get a bounce there, and that record of 11-12 is looking more like a 15-9 kind of thing.
Oh yeah, the amount of barrels that have ended up in gloves this year—it's actually ridiculous. You know, we're playing in a good league where outfielders are making a lot of great plays against us. So, you know, I think a bounce or two, or you know, a centimeter on the bat could make a huge difference for us.
Mm-hmm. As mentioned, hard to believe we're heading into the final weekend of the regular season, and you've got a home and home against Edmonton and a home and home against Calgary. What do you want to see out of those games?
I want to see our entire lineup to produce, you know, like we've been doing earlier on in the year, just not this past weekend. And I would love to see our pitchers to, you know, throw strikes, and they've been good at that. So just got to maintain it.
Everyone talks about how the regular season's just a warm up for the championship weekend. What has Coach Hubka been telling you guys about, especially going through the trials and tribulations of the season so far?
You know, we're a talented team, and we just have to, again, it's a broken record, but we just got to put it all together at once, you know. And, you know, last year, like this, I believe it was 6th and 7th seed that made it to the finals. So, you know, just as long as you turn it on at the right time, I guess.
Mm. Is it kind of a weird spot to be in because you do all this work and prep during the regular season, then you kind of wash it all away on that final weekend? Is that sort of the sentiment in the room? It's just like, forget what this regular season was all about because we got to go in and win 4 or 5 games over the course of a weekend.
Exactly. You know, pretty much we're all on the same playing field when we go into World Series. You know, that I'd say the CCBC is very, very even. You know, the records don't really show the good teams versus the bad teams. You know, honestly, I'd say when we go into World Series, regardless of seeding, it doesn't matter. You know, we're all on the same playing field, and it's all who can put it together at the same time.
On a personal level, how are you feeling about the season thus far?
I don't think I'm doing what I have been doing most of my life, which is, you know, slugging the ball and getting on base with walks. But, you know, it's working. You know, it's different because I've always been so used to hitting, you know, 3, 4, 5 my whole life. And now it's like, you know, I don't play every game because we've just such a deep team and I'm a freshman. So it's different for me to not play every game. But it's exciting to learn and watch our team instead of just being in the moment of playing sometimes. So.
How much of it for you has been, especially you segued well into my next question, which was about being that freshman, and how much of it has been sort of being a bit of a sponge? I know you don't have a massive veteran presence there, but it's still, you know, being able to lean on those sophomores and some of those guys who've been around a while, and obviously a pretty veteran coaching staff as well.
Yeah, I think the sophomores have been great. You know, they've shown a lot of leadership and turned us into, I'd say, way more mentally tough players. You know, there's no patting on the back for doing a bad job here. So, and it's the way it should be. And, you know, I think it's turned me into a much better player, actually.
What's been maybe the biggest learning curve or adjustment you've had to make in heading over to PBA?
Well, heading over to PBA wasn't a huge difference because I've always enjoyed that, like, gritty, hardworking mindset that they love down here.
I'd say more so the biggest adjustment was working with, working in league. You know, during preseason, we saw way more fastballs than I have in the CC. It seems like a 60 to 70% breaking ball rate. So, you know, it's been getting used to always seeing off speed and being able to make that adjustment.
Let's get into your journey here a little bit here, and we'll start off. You're originally from Edmonton, no relation to Matt Jackson or Roy, as far as I can tell. I think it's different spellings for all. But how did you get into the game in the first place?
Well, I played soccer and like flag football growing up, and then I had a bad year playing soccer, and my mom and dad decided to try me out in baseball. I begged to play hockey my whole life, never got to play it. So they put me in baseball. I sucked at it, you know. And then I had a certain coach when I was probably my second or third year of baseball. I think I was like 8 or 9, who kind of just helped me fall in love with the game. And, he coached me a couple of more years than that. We won like provincials in U11. And, he's turned me into kind of a man, you know, and he's still in my life because he's my roommate's dad, actually. So, you know, it's good.
Let's give a little shout out here. Who is that coach and what did he do to get the best out of you?
So his name's Chris Davey. He works for the Edmonton Oilers, and he's just been just a great mentor. You know, he's shown me how to be a man. You know, he's a very father-like figure, and you know, him and my dad are very close as well. So anytime, you know, I give him a call every now and then still, you know, he helps me with a lot of stuff.
So out of curiosity, we obviously say you're a bit of a late bloomer in the game, but did you end up getting posters on the wall of your favorite players or teams, and who were on those posters back in the day?
Oh, back in the day, I had Josh Donaldson, because I used to be a third baseman, and then Bryce Harper. I had those guys up on my wall. I loved their aggressive swings, you know, and hitting home runs and bat flips. You know, I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved they always played with fire with them. And, you know, I feel like I've done that as well, you know.
Very cool. When did it turn for you? When it started as obviously this game that I have a lot of fun doing, and then it becomes this game where, hey, maybe there's something here. Do you remember that moment where it kind of turned for you?
You know, I'd say my first year midget, my first year U18, I was playing well, and you know, I was on a team that wasn't so great in AAA baseball Alberta, and I got a call from Dale Tillman inviting me to top 40, and that was the first time I'd ever gotten any sort of recognition, you know. And kind of from there, you know, I played Alberta selects, you know, and best of the West and stuff like that. I didn't make Canada Games roster, but I felt like that was a huge stepping stone for me to, you know, help me believe that there was something there and I wasn't just spending all this time for fun.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about that, the journey piece, because it sounds like you've really kind of, you take the cards that are dealt to you almost in a sense. Like you went to different tryouts and you've tried different things. You went to ATHX as an example. Like there's been a bunch of different steps along the way. Looking back on it, how challenging was it to try to carve your own path along the baseball journey?
Oh, I'd say it was pretty hard because, I never really got, you know, recruitment. I went to showcases and never really stood out. You know, it's hard to stand out as like a young first baseman I wasn't that big of a body then, and I wasn't hit the ball out of the park all the time. You know, like I would occasionally, but it's hard to, stand out when, you know, you're standing next to some guys from Okotoks or, Vauxhall. And, you know, I tried out for Vauxhall. I didn't make that team. You know, they're a great team over there. And, you know, I didn't help, didn't let that deter me. And I just continued to push, you know, and I played like, Edmonton Expos, and I was hitting like over 400 for them for a while. My name got posted up on the Instagram page, and that was like the coolest thing for me at the time. And yeah. And then, you know, I ended up playing men's league and, ATHX last year. So yeah.
A lot of different opportunities when you look back on it. Do you have any favorite moments or memories on the field where you had to take that step back and go, okay, this is kind of cool?
You know, there's so many, but two really stand out. You know, not one that I did personally, but just standing out in, I was playing against Okotoks, at Termaline. And the sun was setting in the background, the lights were starting to come on, and Your Love by the Outfield started playing over the speakers. And I was throwing ground balls to the infielder, and just in that moment, I kind of just stopped and was like, man, this is baseball, you know, and it was very nice. But another big memory that kind of stands out, it was very recent. I hit a game-winning go-ahead single against VIU just this last week, and that fired me up. You know, the whole dugout was cheering, and you know, it was a good time.
Very cool. Conversely, and you've kind of hinted at it a little bit, there's been a few hurdles and challenges along the way. What's the biggest one that you look back on and go, yeah, I'm proud I overcame that?
Probably, you know, like injury bug, you know, surrounding like elbow and shoulder, kind of sliding over to new positions. It seemed like, you know, I started out as an outfielder, and then I moved to third, then back to the outfield, and then kind of got transitioned to first when my elbow started to bug me quite a bit. But now that it's healed, but, you know, it's still getting used to playing first base and, you know, that and, you know, overcoming failure, you know, mentally, just dealing with failure, that's for sure. A tough one, but.
Absolutely. A few fun ones for you before we get to our last standard two. On the team bus, what are you most likely doing to pass the time?
You know, I like to mess around sometimes when other guys fall asleep. We put like candy in their mouth or stuff like that. I know on like Team Alberta buses, we would see how many guys we could fit in the bathroom. You know, just random things, you know, to pass the time. You know, this past trip, not the one to Kelowna, but the one before to Victoria, we had playoff hockey games going on the screens, and, you know, we were cheering because we have guys from all over Canada, and it was like, you know, the Jets were playing and Vancouver was playing, and, you know, me and a couple of the Edmonton guys are, you know, cheering against them just to get them a little riled up, and, you know, gets heated and it's fun.
I can only imagine, especially because you've got that Edmonton connection, but you're also playing down south, and there's Oilers fans, Flames fans, you name it, across this province. So, very cool. Oh,
absolutely.
What is your go-to walk-up tune?
Well, You're Loved by the Outfield, and that's because of that special moment that always pops out in my mind.
Very cool.
Helps me relax, you know.
Absolutely. If you weren't playing baseball, what would you be doing?
You know, probably fishing. You know, I love fishing and hunting, and then, you know, in the wintertime, I love snowmobiling. That's probably it, you know.
What's the biggest catch you've ever had?
Biggest catch? Mm-hmm. It was, like, not that big. You know, I'm not very good. You know, just fun.
You just like sitting just in a river and having a cast out and seeing what you can catch, right? Very cool.
Never
I love
keep
it.
Track.
That's one of the things that I've got on my bucket list is I want to start fishing again. It's been a long while. I think I was about 6 when I last did it, and I loved it, and then never did it again. So that is, well, I'll take you up on a trip one day. Maybe we'll line something
up.
That'd be awesome. Final two that we have here on the show here, Morgan, and they're standard for the athletes. One, any advice or words of wisdom for those young kids who are just starting out on their own baseball journeys, and they're wanting to end up being just like you?
Don't get pushed around by anyone. Have a goal and stick to it, you know. You know, my life has kind of been surrounded by baseball the past, like, 4 or 5 years, and I think you should commit to it, you know. Like, don't just be like, oh, well, baseball is this, baseball is that. And it's like, no, baseball should be everything.
Some great one there. The final question we have for you, it's one we ask everybody here on the show. What does the game of baseball mean to you?
Oh, well, it's everything, you know. You know, there are other aspects of my life that they're fun, you know, but at the end of the day, baseball is everything. You know, I want to play college ball and summer ball and hopefully move on from there, you know, as long as I can.
Absolutely. Well, Morgan, really appreciate the time. Congrats on all the success you've had at this point in your journey, continued success at PBA and beyond, and really looking forward to seeing your progression. And again, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
No problem. Thanks a lot for having me.
And finally, a big congratulations to Dogs Academy on winning the Best of the West tournament in Kamloops this past weekend. It was a dominant performance as they won all five of their games by a combined score of 45-6, including a 10-2 win over Langley in the tournament final. One of the players on that team is pitcher Michael Yusupchuk, who is considered to be one of the top young arms in the country right now. It's been a whirlwind for the right-hander as he just returned from Florida as part of the Baseball Canada Junior National Team's extended spring training camp. The episode 196 guest will soon be hitting the road again with several of his Dogs teammates as they've been invited back to the Junior National Team for their Dominican Pro Academy camp, which starts on Monday. Michael, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been a wild few weeks for you. So let's start at Dogs Academy and claiming the Best of the West crown. How's the team feeling after that one?
Oh, we're feeling great. That was a big win for us. We've kind of been looking forward to that ever since last year when we lost in the finals. So it was something we definitely had circled on our calendar all year, and we've been have a little bit of motivation for us all winter, and been working really hard for that one. So being able to clinch that and played great baseball all week is it's a great feeling. The team's on a high right now for sure.
Going into that one, how much of it was learning from last year, but also making sure to keep the emotions in check because you knew you were that close last year?
Yeah, I mean, last year it was definitely heartbreaking because we played good baseball all week and then just didn't go our way in the finals. So this year is kind of learning from it and just no matter what, just keep going. No matter how good you're playing, just take it one pitch at a time, one game at a time. And then once you get to that next game, everything from the past doesn't matter and you just have to focus on that game.
What was key to the success during the tournament for the Dogs?
I mean, I think we're doing everything or most things right. Like our hitting was arguably the best I've ever seen it. We're smashing the ball all over the place. Our pitching was pretty lights out. I mean, we allowed 6 runs in 5 games, and then our hitters, we put up 10 plus runs, and I think most of those games too. So fielding was great behind the pitchers, and yeah, everything kind of just came together perfect for this weekend.
How much pride goes into a tournament like that when it's a bunch of teams with guys who, for the most part, kind of know each other already because you are kind of, it's a regional tournament, obviously, and some existing rivalries already built in, whether it's Okotoks and Vauxhall or Okotoks and AHP. Like, there's a bunch of rivalries that are already there and brimming with excitement.
Yeah, no, it's definitely different than playing a tournament in the States because you know who you're playing and you know there's bragging rights on the table or a little bit more than just like some program history or something that goes into that game. So it's really cool when you get a chance to play those teams because you know who you're playing and it's just a different kind of atmosphere.
I was chatting with Brady Turner from Prep Baseball Academy recently, and he said that this Dogs team might be the best that he's seen from top to bottom. In your eyes, what makes you guys so good?
Yeah, I think I could agree with that because, I mean, starting off with our offense, I think there's no easy outs. I think from 1 till 10, you're getting 10 tough at-bats with everyone that can do damage. And, I mean, I've noticed it when we do live-on-live throwing against our own hitters. It's tough doing that. And then our defense behind our pitchers is pretty locked down. I mean, some of the plays that have been made behind me this year are pretty spectacular. And then to round it off, our pitching's been dominant. We have a lot of depth and a lot of guys that we can run out there and give us a good performance and a great chance to win.
It's one thing to have all the talent. It's another to have a lot of team chemistry. What makes the team special in your eyes that way?
Oh, we're such a tight-knit group that I think part of that is just training together all winter and going through the grind together all winter. And we're so tight-knit that when you have a moment like this where you win a big tournament, it's so cool because everyone has so much joy for each other in the team.
Take us back to the final out, the final, put the exclamation point on that tournament and win it. What goes through your mind and who you hugging first?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I remember kind of we're with two outs, we're going to run rule them at two outs in the fifth, and we're kind of getting all of our water ready on the bench to go out and have a little doggy pile and all that. It was kind of a blur. It's something that this has always been a big tournament ever since I've been growing up, ever since I was coming to the Mosquito version of this, or the 11U. And so it was definitely a lot of joy. Just, I was so happy because this was a big deal and something that I've been looking forward to my whole career. And I'd say the person I hugged first was probably Eric Matchy, because we started off in this tournament playing together at 11U, and we've played baseball from so young to now this age. So that was pretty cool to see it all come back now.
That is fantastic. Now, a few of you as well are getting the chance to represent Canada with the junior national team. Let's go back a little bit here before Best of the West. You're part of the squad that went to Florida for the extended spring training camp. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was really cool. We've got to train in the new Blue Jays complex, which was absolutely gorgeous. Like anything you could ever want, like baseball facility wise, they had it. And then being able to go down in what was April, middle of April, into 35 degree weather, go play baseball for 6 to 8 hours a day against pro guys who you learn so much from and play with such a good group of guys. It's sweet. It was awesome.
How happy were you with your own personal performance at that camp?
I was pretty happy. Pitchers get two outings normally, and I thought I threw pretty well, and I'm pretty happy with the results. But I think it was a great chance to just learn as well. And at the end of the day, we're playing pro players, which is the goal eventually. So any chance you get to play against competition like that, it's sweet, and it's cool to just like kind of learn what works and what doesn't work at that level.
Not only are you learning from those who are just newly into the pro world, but also a special guest that kind of went a little viral in the Twitter world, for example. Did you get a chance to shake hands with Joey Votto?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was very cool. That definitely caught me out of nowhere, because the one day we were practicing, and then it was just all of a sudden Joey Votto was on the field, which was that was pretty cool, because he's one of the best Canadians to ever do it in Major League Baseball. So that was definitely cool to see him, and he's like, everything he's done in baseball has been spectacular. So he's a real role model for a lot of Canadian baseball players.
Was there anything in particular that he said or that he did that really stuck out to you that made you go, okay, maybe there's something I can add to my own game?
I'd say the bit was he was talking to our hitters a lot, but one thing is just kind of just keep going at it. Like, we're all still young, and just keep doing what we're doing and just don't stop. Like, keep going and have fun with it. Mm-hmm. I'd say that's the main message I took away from him.
For sure, and he's obviously having a lot of fun with it. It's funny how his personality has shone through over the last few years, and hopefully we get a chance to see him in a real Blue Jays uniform before too long. You're also getting to continue that journey with Baseball Canada as part of the junior national team's Dominican Professional Academy camp in a little under a week here, so congrats on that nod first. But when you think about that opportunity to wear that maple leaf, what does it mean to you to have that chance to represent your country?
Oh, it means so much to me. It's something ever since I've been a young baseball player, I remember circling it on my little whiteboard at home. It's been a goal of mine. And to be able to represent Canada and go play across the world for baseball with Canada across my chest, it's huge. It's awesome. You get a sense of how big this game is in Canada. And there's such a sense of pride there that, I can't really describe it, but it's very cool. I love it.
Absolutely. Thinking back on it, talking to a lot of athletes about the first time they got to wear that hat or put that jersey on with Canada across the chest,
and they say one of the more usual terms that's used is it's emotional because it's something that you work towards. In your eyes, remember that first time that you got to wear the maple leaf? What was that like for you personally?
Oh, I think emotional is the right term. I put it on and you kind of look in the mirror and it's like, wow, like I've got to this point in my baseball career and this is pretty cool. Not a lot of people have had the chance to do this. So I really have to make the best of it and do everything I can and have a lot of fun. And yeah, no, it's something that I'll never forget.
For sure. I know you've got a high school season still to finish, but you are a Missouri State University commit. How excited are you for that next step in about a year's time here?
Oh, it's really exciting. It's something I can't wait to go do. And I think college baseball is something I've been following for a number of years and it looks electric. Like it looks so much fun. And it's something that I can't wait to go take that next step in my baseball career and see where that takes me. But especially going down with a few buddies, I think it's going to be a great time.
What was it about that school that stood out for you?
At the end of the day, I think the coaches, like I loved both the coaches. I thought we had a really good connection and I really like that. It's great facilities, great team. Like they're pretty successful and I think it's a place where I can play, which is the goal of college baseball, going somewhere where you can play. And I think it's a great spot for me. I think it's a great spot to develop.
Fantastic. Now before you get there, you also get to spend a summer closer to home as well. You'll be suiting up with the Edmonton Riverhawks. How excited are you for that opportunity?
Oh, it should be really exciting, especially being able to suit up next to my brother for a few weeks there. Well, for the first time ever, I'm sure my parents will be really happy about that. But that'll be definitely a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, being able to play right next to my brother and play at home, have some good home-cooked meals in front of a great crowd. It's something that I'm really looking forward to.
I'm glad you mentioned the brother piece, and I didn't realize that it's the first time you get to play with him. Have you had those conversations early on about what it's going to be like suiting up next to each other in the pitching rotation?
It was definitely something like kind of when we both got were offered the opportunity is, wow, we can play next to each other. And it's something that we've never been able to do because of just age gap. But being able to do that would be honestly a dream come true. There's no one I'd rather be have my teammate.
You guys mentioned as well, you get to be living at home. I got to ask, what's that favorite meal that your parents are dying to prep for you with having both of you guys home?
Oh, it's got to be steak, potatoes, and garlic bread every time. I'm only home for like a day or two. That's on the menu every single time, so I can't wait to go have that.
How do you like your steak?
Medium rare.
That's my boy. That's the way you do it. Absolutely. Love it. Awesome, Michael. Really appreciate it. One final question. I know we asked this last time, but things change over the course of 100 episodes or so, so you never know what you might come up with. The final question we ask everybody here on the show, what does the game of baseball mean to you?
Oh, it means so much. It's brought me so close to so many of my good friends now who maybe I never would have met. It brings me so much joy being able to go out there every day, whether it's in the weight room or going out to suit up on a Saturday afternoon and play a game. I love it. It brings me so much joy and I get to meet so many new people and it brings me so many different unique places that I get to explore. And it's awesome.
It's been awesome getting to check back in with you, Michael. Really appreciate the time. Congrats on all the success you've had to this point. Again, continued success with the Dogs and heading into the summer season and obviously going into Missouri State University as well. And again, thank you so much for joining us back here on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks again to Jaden Babiak, Morgan Halliday, and Michael Yusupchuk for joining us this week, and thanks to all of you for downloading and listening. If you like this or any other episode, make sure to leave us a rating and review on your app, as those actions help spread the word about the show. We'd also like to tip our caps to our Platinum supporters, the Okotoks Dogs, for all they do for us and for baseball in Alberta. It is hard to believe, but the WCBL season is just a couple of weeks away now, with the Dogs opening the campaign May 24th at home to Brooks. Head to dogsbaseball.ca for more. And if you want to learn more about all of our amazing partners, head to albertadugoutstories.com/supporters. And one final website note, the WCBL has reimagined and revamped its own website. It's more user-friendly, especially on mobile. I know our own Ian Wilson has been hard at work on that, getting some of the content together. Head to wcblbaseball.com to see it all for yourself. I think that does it for this episode. So as customary, until next time, thank you for all of your support online, on social, and on air of Alberta Dugout Stories.